With As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting deep underground in a remote location at the base of Mount Adams. We finally got our studio totally dialed in here, and it's working, so I'm very happy about that. I'm seem to be having sightings around the world right now. It's amazing, but helicopters chasing these things, and I keep getting one incredible display of footage after another. It's just been overwhelming. I've been trying to get them out to the people, but it's like a full-time job keeping the ranch going here and keeping up on this. But, speaking of that, here at the ranch, we're having some incredible activity here. We've got quite a group out here, and I'm hoping the other group returns. They went into town, and they may not be here yet because we start our sky watches at about dark 30. And it's actually not dark out, so they haven't gotten out to the field yet, but I'm hoping they do because we've taken some incredible footage. Most of the other guests are out there right now, but we've taken daylight footage of ships, of just incredible helicopter chasing a ship twice, and we got, a still footage of it, and we also have some video footage of it, so we should have that up pretty soon. And, I got a brand new camera. I got a 12-megapixel camera, and I said, it's time for me to start taking photographs because I haven't been taking photographs for the very reason I don't want to have to defend them. And the ETs I've had contact with said the same thing. Don't take the pictures. Let other people take them, and then you have their witness along with the photograph, and it leaves me out of the loop on having to defend these photos. So anyway, I've decided to start taking pictures, and the first night with this camera, I went out and I just took a shot at the mountain, and I got this beautiful light ship, undeniable, above the trees next to the mountain, and I got several other ships during the day that definitely looked like discs. A lot of these ships are kind of fuzzy because they're not quite physical, but the other ones I got are spectacular. I mean, they're undeniable with the 12-megapixel. They're undeniably that they're an incredible ship, and they have all the markings of the Pleiadian ships. They have the pure white light, the orange energy around them, and the little dark void which they have in front of the ship when they're flying. So we've had massive triangles fly over with a lot of the Ramsters that was here. We call them the Yelmanites. But great group. And when they come, they're usually very focused. They're very tapped in, and when they sit down and as a group and start focusing on the ship, ships do definitely come in, and we have some great activity when they come up. We had some people from South Africa just leave here, and they had some incredible sightings as well, and we've been putting these reports out over and over of the different people, having their experiences. And these are very educated people. Matter of fact, they're running Genius Lab, the program there in South Africa. And they're very discerning, and they're saying, these are not satellites. These are powering up. They're making turns. They're stopping. They have no running lights, no strobes. These are definitely, unknowns. But, of course, to us, they're IFOs. They're already identified because we've been in contact with them for some time. So anyway, the evidence is mounting. It's just overwhelming now. And I keep hearing people being interviewed on Coast to Coast and other, NASA scientists saying there's no evidence whatsoever. And what's interesting is they've even sent teams out here to check it out and know that the ships are here and the ships are real. So I don't know why they keep playing this program with all the astronauts coming forward and talking about all the footage they do have that they've been holding under wraps, you know, to continue to say, you can trust me, I can tell you, you know, definitely there's no ships out there. And if one of our scientists did get a picture of a ship, you know, he would make history, so they're definitely going to do it. But the problem with that is anything under NASA or SETI are all under NSA, and they're under national security, and UFOs have the highest clearance whatsoever, so even higher than nuclear arms. So anyway, you're not going to hear about it from SETI or NASA, and we might as well just give up that program. It's not going to happen. You're going to hear it through other disclosure projects and eSETI and programs such as this. It's even sad. Some of the programs I've been on recently have really turncoat, and it's amazing at the how the negativity and the, you know, so-called paranormal talk shows. Some of them are really not paranormal talk shows at all. You know, we won't even mention the name, but I was on one recently. You know, he was charging all the people coming forward with treason and saying they have no integrity whatsoever because they're telling the truth to the American people, and that's treason. You know, and I just almost had to laugh, and I just said, well, I think lying and deceiving the American people is treason, you know. Oath or no oath, you know, it's like they swore an oath to protect and serve the people, and to lie and deceive the people, I think, is a, you know, pretty much a great case for treason. So anyway, I'm hoping to get out to the field and talk to some of the guests there at the studio. Are you there? Can you ring the field number? Because we've got quite a few people out in the field right now, and they're out there snapping photos, and they've got their cameras going, and they've been extremely successful.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, is it James?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
This is Lee.
All right, you're back.
Yeah, man.
Hey, you're the man I want to talk to.
Nice. You want me to, like, go... Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? It's James. He's ordering a pizza.
Yeah, you're on the show live right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, do you want to talk about some of the experience you've seen and actually filmed since you've been at the ranch?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. Actually, you know, it was the first day we were here. We sat down at the picnic table, and helicopters came out of nowhere. I was kind of shocked because it was really quiet and tranquil here. And kind of was looked like a Chinook, a double-bladed black helicopter with no markings on it. And I've seen these helicopters because I was in the military. I was in the U.S. Air Force for 4 years. And I've seen it flying really low, which is odd. I've never seen that, especially in a you know, it's all farmland out here and, you know, residential areas, and, you know, that's pretty much out. I didn't see any bases or anything close, you know, where they would be flying that low, as if there was like a landing strip. But it's flying right over the tree line, and I just happened to be on, you know, have my camera sitting next to me, and I start to film it, and in the background I see a disc-shaped metallic object in front of it. And I see it, you know, this object's going left, and then the helicopter's banking left hard after it. Well, I happened to catch this on film, and my friend was with me, caught it on, he took a picture of it. So we both have visual evidence of what we saw, which is more than enough evidence for me. I mean, I've had another experience, but there's many here that were substantial.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that other experience? Or?
Yeah, I was an explosive specialist for the United States Air Force, worked with explosives and munitions. And I just happened to be working with two security police officers. I was detailed to TDY to go to one of our missile launch sites and just guard. And we actually had an incident where a metallic object that hovered, looked like it was about 5 or 6 miles away from us, up in the air, and it just kind of stayed there for about 7 or 8 hours. And we watched it, and then, you know, there's two other airmen there with me, just watched it, and it was, you know, we just were told to observe. There was no action taken, which, you know, kind of shocked me, because knowing something like that, you know, you look at it and you say, well, that's not supposed to be there, and the first thing you do is, you know, raise your weapon. And it wasn't that case. Everybody was real relaxed. It seemed like, you know, one of the other guys who was with me, he was real relaxed about it, and he said, oh, this happens all the time, and, you know, you don't engage it, you know, they're no threat. He said, we're just going to fill out a report, you know, what you've seen, and that's pretty much it. And that's what I did, and that's what the two other airmen I did it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty interesting how we were briefed afterwards, you know, 20, 21 years old at the time, you know, telling that this never happened. And you know, being told that at such a young age, it kind of, you know, kind of shocked me. But at the same time, you know, I just never said anything about it until later on. I seen on YouTube, I seen other military people talking about it and being a little bit more free with their speech, which I'm glad to see, actually. And that's what led me, you know, years ago into this direction, to just look. And that's how I found James in this sanctuary. And I just wanted to see something a little bit different, because I seen on the YouTube there were these, you know, round spheres, and they were little, you know, spheres of light that I'd never seen anything like that before anywhere other than the internet. So I want to come see for myself, and I flew all the way across the country from Philadelphia to see it for myself. And let me tell you, everything that he says is it's here. And there's a group of people that, you know, experienced it with us, and we got on film, and it was great. It's actually, I can't wait to come back, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been great having all you know here, and you're getting excellent footage, and it seems like everybody's kind of bonding together and going to share their footage after this, and maybe we'll put a little thing out on YouTube or something.
Exactly. I haven't met better people. It's great people come up here, and, you know, we're all going to share our information, our emails, and, you know, let other people know. Because, you know, I told a lot of people that I was coming up here, and, of course, they're skeptical. And they know that, you know, I'm very level-headed. You know, military evaluates you a lot mentally when you're working around nuclear weapons and explosives. You know, so this paperwork saying that I'm sane. You know, so what I'm seeing, if I come back and I say I've seen something, people would know that it's not, you know, exaggerated, especially since I caught what I caught on film.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I was going to catch something like that on film, to be honest with you. You know, especially during the day, we're with three other witnesses to the same event. So,
well, yeah, what would you say? You know, the debunkers would say, well, you were programmed and you were hypnotized, you know, before came out there, and you know, it's just your imagination. And
what I tell the debunk, what I would tell anybody that debunks this type of subject is come see it for yourself, you know, and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, my girlfriend came with me, and one of my good friends, and they were always, you know, a little bit skeptical, you know, seeing me on YouTube all the time and showing them, and they're like, well, you know, we're going to come see for ourselves. And the both of them, you can't get them out of the field.
Yeah.
Taking pictures and, you know, video, and it's amazing. It's really amazing.
You know, the whole problem with that line of thought is that cameras don't have a brain. I mean, they just,
exactly.
They just record what's there, so when you have the film to back up what the witnesses saw, you know, I've tried to hypnotize cameras before and it just didn't work, you know.
Yeah, there's no pendulum here. And it's, you know, it's amazing. I'm actually excited about it. You know, I'm going to make this definitely an annual thing. I'm still here. I'm having a great time. I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm really sad to say I'm leaving. I can't wait to come back. It's just very good energy up here. The people, you know, are happy to be here, and everybody eats together, watches, you know, these phenomena together, and it's a very positive experience.
Great, yeah. Are your friends there?
Yeah, my girlfriend sit next to me, and
yeah, let's hear the woman's perspective.
Oh,
here.
Sure. They want to hear a woman's perspective. You're live on the radio.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Great. Are you having a good time?
I'm having a blast.
You want to talk about some of the things that you've filmed and experienced since you've been here?
Well, the very first thing that caught my eye was, I didn't actually get it on film because it was so quick, but I think it was the first night that we were here, we saw a huge fire up just appear out of nowhere and shoot across the sky and then disappear again. It was so low, right above the tree line, that it was just really shocking. And there was, you know, it couldn't have been a shooting star because it was just so low, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you know, we were taking other pictures or just looking through night vision and seeing what looked like stars, but not stars, you know, because they move in different ways and make right-hand turns and all that in the sky. And so I've seen that, but what I've caught on my camera is a lot of orb stuff, which I, you know, we took a lot of pictures of orbs. We have this one picture where it's literally thousands, probably, of orbs, just the whole entire picture is lit up with orbs and circles and that's the most interesting thing. And then what happened afterwards is, after about 30 minutes of taking pictures of circular orbs with only my camera, it seemed like I got orbs that were diamond shaped.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was really interesting because I had, you know, people taking pictures right next to me, and theirs were still circles, and taking pictures of the exact same spot, and people getting different things on their camera, so, you know, it's not easily mistaken. And you have said that the diamond shapes were of a different energy, I think, right?
Yeah. It's there's another woman that works with the Arcturians, and she was here, and we took photographs, and all the orbs were diamond shaped, and she says it's an Arcturian energy. So
right.
You must have some kind of connection with these Arcturian beings because you're getting the diamond shaped orbs, which is interesting because the camera was getting round orbs before, and
mm-hmm.
it just shifted when the energy shifted.
Yeah. I mean, when we've captured a lot of other stuff too, you know, like just really bright lights that aren't there with your eye, you know, and then when you take a picture, they disappear. So, you know, it's just hard to explain those things without believing in these things. So
the main thing is you know, after coming to the ranch, would you say it's greatly changed your perspective? And basically, what does it feel like?
I mean, I agree with Lee about how there's just like a positive energy here and everything like that. But before, I wasn't too skeptical because I never said, oh, that can't be possible. I always believed it was possible, but, you know, I hadn't seen it for myself. But after coming up here, I mean, it's just, and it's funny because it's not scary, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of just like one of those positive things that you just even feel more welcoming or more, you know, at peace because you've seen it, you know,
mm-hmm.
instead of the other way around. So I think it's a very positive experience, and I'm in the same boat, you know, can't wait to come back and experience more.
Great. Hey, well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Is there anybody else that wants to come on?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see. Anybody?
Yep.
Hold on a sec.
Hello, who are we speaking with?
My name is Sebastian.
Sebastian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about your experiences while being here at the ranch?
My experiences here have so far been absolutely amazing. Experiencing like this true positive energy wherever I go here. I've been actually seeing from my own eyes. I've actually watched military aircraft, what you call it, Chinook helicopters, unmarked helicopters, chasing around an orb, which actually caught on the camera. The actual aircraft landing. I don't know whether it was just their equipment was getting jammed, but they had a constant land, so I have a lot of coverage of that. Up here, I mean, that's something I never experienced in my life, you know, to actually see that firsthand. You know, I've actually seen a lot at nighttime with the orbs everywhere. You take a picture and, you know, they're surrounded by them all over in different shapes, geometric shapes. Just once, you know, you get this overwhelming energy hitting your body, and it just gets surrounded, and when you're not feeling anything, they're just not there, you know?
Yeah.
So it's absolutely amazing out here.
Now, you've got some light ships, too, at night. I think you've got some photographs as well as I did, and several other people got some amazing ships that are just pure light flying over the ranch.
Yeah, I mean, the lights that I've seen out here, I mean, I've seen... actually, like really odd shapes. I have pictures of like these, I guess, like organic shapes, like jellyfish shapes. I've actually had one that looked like a fairy. It's just like this organic trails that they leave everywhere. Just those lights in the skies. I mean, there was one that I took that had like a jellyfish. It was kind of like a jellyfish shape, and there were three stars on every corner. So it was almost like a triangle shape surrounding it, and this object was in the middle. You know. So it's just like the lights out here, I mean, are just incredible. Like you would see for a second, you'll see the, like overhead with the night vision goggles, you'll see like these bright lights, it'll start off dim, it will kind of like pulsate, and then out of nowhere it just powers up and shoots across the sky, and then, you know, and then like minutes later you'll see like some type of like aircraft come fall, you know, come to the exact location where it was, like I guess I would believe it would be military aircraft trying to see where it's coming from, you know. So it's pretty intense out here.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
So, I mean, and other than that, I mean, I just never saw like, so much traffic of ships flying above. There was one time there was two of them following each other, and then one slowed down so the other one can catch up. And as soon as they caught up, there was three more waiting for them, you know. It was like, I feel like a people zoo, you know. They're coming to see, check up on us and see, you know. And it's really interesting to know that you're actually the, you know, the animal in the zoo.
Yeah. Well, great. So thanks so much for coming on the show. Have we got anybody else out there that wants to go on and talk
about
the
latest? Yeah, one second. Let me see if I can find anybody else. Did you want to go on? Yeah, hold on one second.
Hey, James, it's Kurt.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
You want to talk about some of your experiences out there in the field of dreams?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. We got here, within the first 30 minutes of arriving here, you know, we had the helicopter showing up. And the helicopter, you know, they took that picture with the saucer that he was talking about earlier, and that was really amazing. So, you know, we had, you know, the helicopter showed up a few times, and then of course later on that night we had a few ships up in the sky, and it was just amazing watching them maneuvering around up there. They kind of reminded you of like a water bug on water, or like a tadpole swimming through a little lake or something. It was unbelievable.
Now, if somebody were to say to you, this is just a satellite that you're observing, what would you say back to them?
Well, I've never seen a satellite go that fast or light up that bright. There's no possible way that could ever be a satellite. A satellite, to me, a satellite's going to move fairly slow, and you're not going to notice. You know, it's not going to jerk back and forth and zigzag. And I mean, these things were going really fast. I mean, at impossible speeds that not even a jet or not even a space shuttle or anything could do.
Mm-hmm. And they were making definite turns, would you say? Or?
Oh yeah, I mean they were making right angle turns. Like the one that we saw last night when it started to clear off, it made a right angle turn, and. And it seemed like it was kind of pulsating a little bit. Then we had the really bright one that was right over the house.
Mm-hmm.
That was really powered up. I mean, there was no way that, you know, I mean, there was a couple times where it looked like it would speed up and slow down, speed up and slow down, and it would zigzag. And, I mean, yeah, there's no way it could be a satellite or anything else.
Great. Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show. Do we have anybody else out there that wants to come on?
Let me run over here and see if we got anybody else.
Anybody else want to go on? You want to go on the radio?
Here we go. Here we got someone right here.
All right.
Yes?
Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello?
Hello.
Hi, James?
Yes.
Hi, this is Javier.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah, enjoying a lot this place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I'm here to talking about my son's experience yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just jumped down from the car, and he just shoot his camera to Mount Adams and had a red ball in that picture that was not there when we saw the mountain. It was incredible.
Yeah, that's an incredible photo. I can't wait to get that one up on the website, and
yes.
I'll definitely put his name under it.
Yeah,
know.
That's for sure.
Give him credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of good pictures from orbs later.
Yeah.
We don't have a cloudy night, but we have a lot of orbs around.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful place.
A lot of light ships I saw on your footage, too, that look like you've got some real nice bright lights out there in the distance cruising around.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw those lights with the
mm-hmm.
with those infrared vision you have is successful at the height and over there. So we enjoy a lot to be here, and we are very grateful you have this place.
Oh, I'm glad you came.
I feel the energy on this place is magnificent. I make some meditation yesterday night and this morning, and it's incredible.
Yeah, you just take off.
It's incredible. Yeah,
there's just waves of energy when you tap into it. It just, and especially with this solstice going on, there's it's even amplified more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I noticed that energy when I just in one point when I don't saw the mountain yet, and then when I turn around, I noticed what was that energy is that mountain has a lot of energy.
Yeah,
it's the portal here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you been? You've spent a lot of your life down in Mexico, correct? Or
excuse me,
have you had a lot of time in Mexico?
Oh yeah.
And do you see the same thing there, or?
Oh no. Well, maybe the that kind of energy is over there, but I can feel right now the energy in some places in Mexico, like in Yucatan Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very good place to be over there. And in the past, when I was young, I wasn't deep in this kind of work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the energy is over there, but I cannot feel that.
Yeah.
But I have experience with UFOs in Mexico.
Yeah, it just seems like they're flying in hundreds, if not thousands, in the sky there, and people are getting it on film, and it's just phenomenal footage.
Yeah, we have a lot of sightings over there, and maybe because we are not a fighty people over there, we don't have a very good air force or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
We are not chasing them, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think that's a strong invitation to them, just to let them fly around and say hi without shooting at them. Maybe we could learn something from Mexico there.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
That's incredible, yeah.
Yeah, is there anybody else there that wants to come on the show, any rest of the family, or?
Oh, let me ask somebody over there.
Okay.
Or my sister, let me check, okay?
All right.
Si se quieres hacer una palabra.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
Welcome to BBS Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do you want to talk about some of the sightings you've seen and things you've experienced there in the field?
Oh, well, for me, it was the first experience I ever had, and it was awesome. No,
uh-huh.
I never had experienced something like this. And, oh, what can I tell you? It's so wonderful.
Yeah, your kids seem to be having a great time.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're getting, the children are getting great photographs. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're getting lots of photographs. And imagine, it's something that, well, I never expected to see, you know. So, and honestly, being here is something different. You can watch them in the, you know, in the computer or whatever, they send you pictures. But being here is something different, completely different.
Yeah, there's nothing like being there and seeing it firsthand. It really changes your life.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show.
Okay.
Is there anybody else there that might want to come on?
Oh, I have no idea. Let me check. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hold a second, please? I brought somebody from Mexico, and it's his first experience here, being here, so... Let me see if I can find him.
Okay.
And he might talk to you. Can you hold a second, please? Where's Poncho? Where's he? He's coming.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Yeah, we're live on the air with BBS Radio right now. Oh, good. Yeah, do you want to talk about some of the sightings that you've seen and some of your experiences there in the field?
Yeah, last night when we were taking random pictures of the mountain and things like that, one of my friends was taking a picture, and suddenly he saw this red dot in the picture very close to the mountain. And then we zoomed that in, and what we saw was like this kind of ship. It was very spherical and really round. So we got shocked to see that there was a ship very close to the mountain, but after a second it was gone. We didn't even see it until we took the picture. And at night, when we were taking pictures, we saw several orbs within the pictures, and we were very amazed that sometimes we could see them coming in and all around, and it was just a great experience being there and just being able to take pictures of it and just be surrounded by all these things. And I think that's pretty much what we've seen these. Well, this was last night.
Yeah.
So that's what we saw.
Did you have a chance to look through the night vision and see the ships flying in?
Yeah, we saw some ships moving. We had this night vision, like, I don't know how to call them. And we were able to see them, and we were kind of impressed because it was kind of cloudy, but we got to see them after all.
Yeah, we should have clear skies. They're supposed to be clearing up pretty soon. It's probably pretty cloudy right now.
It was cloudy, but now it's clear.
Oh, great. So we'll probably have a great night tonight.
I think so. We will.
Yeah. Now, is there anybody else there that might want to go on the air and talk about what they've seen?
Okay. Just one sec. Hello?
Hello.
The tower up above.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Is this Rip?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to talk about some of the experiences everybody's having out there?
Well, all I can really say is last night was one of the best orb nights I've ever had in my whole life of orb watching, which is like 2 years, something like that, 3 years. And, there were like fairies, craft, beings, wormholes, all kinds of funky apparitions appearing that I've never seen in anywhere else, and it was just awesome.
Yeah, we're gonna have
to. And everybody was so happy, and I mean, everybody's digital cameras were completely wall to wall, and I mean, everybody was getting orbs. It was like a huge party.
Yeah, the sky looked like a party. It looked like a bazillion balloons were dropped on us.
Yeah, we were definitely outnumbered.
Every color you can imagine.
Yeah.
I love some of the paranormal ones that look like fairies, or they look like just pure light beings, and some appeared with faces. It was pretty bizarre.
Yeah, it was great. And we definitely have to get some of these up on the website so other people can check them out, because I'm sure there's some stuff that nobody has ever seen before up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure loving that new camera I got, that 12 megapixel.
Oh, that's a great camera.
Yeah, I got that light ship right over the tree and with the mountain in it and everything. It's just bright.
Yeah.
And it's undeniable. It's a beautiful light ship cruising by, you know.
I think some other people are getting that light ship too, which kind of proves, you know.
You know, and they hang out right above those double trees every time. I just go there and I shoot, and they're there. That's their favorite hangout. You know, it's amazing. I'll shoot everywhere else, but right above those double trees. When they're around, they just sit right there.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had the cameras. They told us they'd be there at 8 o'clock one night. It's in the wintertime and a couple years ago. So we brought the camera out, had it running at 8 o'clock, and they appeared right above those trees, right on time.
Same trees, huh?
Yeah. So it shows that definitely, you know, that they are giving us messages and they are, you know, keeping to their word, you know.
Yeah, well, right now, the wind's blowing everything to the east, so I think we're going to have a good night tonight, and there's an amazing ship cloud just being created right now over the mountain.
Great.
It's looking really cool. So I guess we'll see you out here in a bit.
Yeah, I'll probably be out there in a bit.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty much everybody.
Yeah. Is our friend from South Africa there?
Yes. Hold on, please.
Does she want to go on the radio?
Yeah, let me check.
You have to talk to the phone.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, and you?
We wanted to get a word from South Africa in on the line.
Okay. What about my experience last night?
Yeah, some of the things you've experienced since you've been here.
Well, firstly, last night when I was taking photographs, I got some phenomenal pictures on orbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shooting at the same time as the lady next door to me at exactly the same spot. And we had amazing footage of orbs. And then when we would move our camera and point it in another direction, there would be nothing. So it was pretty amazing.
And it's amazing how you take one shot and there's nothing there. It's totally empty, so there's no spots on the camera.
Yes.
Or anything else. And then you take the next shot, and it's just wall-to-wall orbs.
Yes, and the colors were phenomenal because, I mean, I had bright orange, bright purple, bright yellow, bright white. And when you expanded them, the colors and the whole network inside the orbs was beautiful, absolutely magnificent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some of the orbs I saw that you took were so clear. I mean, that must be I'll have to check out that camera you've got because... I think the person too. It's not just the camera; it's the person behind the camera.
Oh, but they were stunning, and this whole area here just feels so. There's something very special. You can feel it. I actually felt it as soon as I drove in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you got to see some of the other footage the other people took there with the helicopters and some of the other things. And I don't know if you saw. The one young man that got the red one. Did you see that one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that one to me is amazing because you can see you see everything there. It's just
yes. No, we've been actually this afternoon. We were all sharing all what we've captured on our cameras, and it's been lovely. It's been absolutely super,
mm-hmm.
And I'm very very pleased I came.
Yeah, we'll have to. Put it on the net, get all of our pictures together and just put it in one big file or something.
Yes, no, definitely. We have all swapped email addresses, and I think that's important. And then we can, you know, put some on the net for others to see because we did take some lovely photos last night.
Yeah, we definitely have to share this because I know all the listeners are going, when are they going to be up? I'm hearing everybody, when are the pictures going to be up?
As soon as we can email them, definitely, then we'll send them through, and then other people can have a look at them. But as I said, we got some really, really clear, definitive shots last night. It was really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty hard to deny. You know, what would you say to the skeptics that would come out and just say, this isn't real, it's just everybody's imagination and everybody's being... hypnotized and you're only seeing satellites?
I'm a firm believer that if you're a skeptic, you will in your own mind talk away anything. You will try and reason things out. I think once you've experienced something for yourself, that is really only then you can stop becoming the skeptic.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that we're a lot alike because we both have very discerning minds, and I have an open mind, but I also have a very discerning mind.
Yes.
And we try to look at all the other possibilities, and a friend of mine said, sometimes it's we keep overlooking the obvious, and
yes.
It's staring us right in the face of what's really going
on. Well, and one of the things as well for me, which is a big thing, is that I think wherever you go, I've traveled quite a bit, and you meet people, and I think skepticism is not a bad thing. Because sometimes you can get carried away, and then when you get the real thing, then that really is such a fabulous experience for that person who's experiencing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had some people come up 2 weeks ago, and a couple of people were very, very skeptical, and then this massive triangle flew right over us.
Oh no, I would have loved. I just like watching people's faces when that happens.
Yeah, and that just. That just turned their lives upside down.
Yes. No. Look, I've had my own personal experiences, which keep which when you try and explain to other people, and they just look at you, you can just see the frown on their faces. And it's fine. I understand that because you can't always expect somebody else to understand what you're going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, when I was younger, you know, I was a bit of a redneck. You know, I was wearing the cowboy outfit, and I worked on a ranch, and you know, did a lot of those things. But I always kind of had an open mind, but I just said, yeah, well, whatever, you know. I'd kind of think, oh, I wonder what kind of drugs they're using, you know.
Yes.
You know, but
no, I've been down that road as well. And sometimes you do. Sometimes people get carried away, and other people don't. So I think it depends. But I'm pretty, I consider myself to be pretty open-minded,
mm-hmm.
and I feel that it helps, you know, it helps, because, I mean, we cannot live on a huge planet like this and think that everything is exactly what we see. It just wouldn't make sense, because we wouldn't have discovered all the other things like the X-rays and the red infrared and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just amazing. I'm seeing what's happening here, and it's escalating, and it just keeps growing. And what's interesting is people, you know, they'll say, well, that was all doctored, or that was faked, or you guys are imagining things. But the problem is it just keeps reoccurring over and over and over again, and it doesn't stop.
Yeah, well, even in my research, I mean, we've come across it with something like 480,000 people. And I really can't believe 480,000 people all made up the same imagining thing. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and you get detailed information, and you know they're not talking to each other.
No. No, they're talking on different continents.
Yeah.
So, I'm very excited. I'm very happy to be here. And I think that this is a very special place. I think more people should come and have a look.
Yeah, that's what I always tell people. People want me to prove it to them, and I say, no, it's not between you and the ship.
No, this has got a beautiful energy here, and it's really, really special. I think a lot of people should come out and have a look.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, and that's my whole focus, is having people have their own experience and let just see what it means to them, and if they ask me questions, I'll help.
Yeah.
But I always tell people, you know, the real answer's within, and if you do your time, you'll get the answer.
Well, to the listeners that are listening, they should also realize that you've just opened up this ranch for people to come and experience and to come here, which I think is a privilege, and I think that you've done a remarkable thing here.
Oh,
and I think if there was any way that we could get more people out here from South Africa, that would be great. But the readers out there who haven't been, I mean, the listeners out there who haven't been here, they should definitely come, because it's not far for them, and it's a treat.
Yeah, they can definitely. We've got the big conference coming up, the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference, and it gets crazy during those conferences, because, you know, there's 300 to almost 400 people here, and the ships usually do put on quite a show for the people that are paying attention.
And I wish I could be here, but I only found out about it after I'd booked my ticket.
Oh, yeah.
So it's one of those things, but yes, no, I'm very jealous. I'm sure you guys are going to have a wonderful time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to pass it back to Rip.
All right.
Okay.
All
bye.
Right. Thanks for coming on the show.
That's pretty much it.
All right. Well, I guess we'll sign off from the Field of Dreams out there.
Okay, see ya.
And we'll see if we can get some call-ins. If anybody wants to call in and talk about their experiences or ask questions about what's happening out here on the ranch, feel free. The numbers are 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. So if you want to call in and share some of your experiences or talk about what's happening, you know, we're experiencing energy shifts that are just phenomenal right now. The whole planet is going through it. And I've written about this on the – we have a free newsletter for anybody who wants to go to, you know, eseti.org and sign up for the newsletter. And we talk about all the activities and the classes and workshops and events. And we'll let you know about what's going on. We have a caller. Welcome to BBS Radio.
Yes, James.
Yes.
This is Nick, and I'm calling from Costa Rica.
All right.
This is the hotbed of UFOs here.
Yeah, you're having some amazing things happen there and Peru as well.
Well, you know, within the last 6 or 8 months, twice on the local news, there have been daytime. One fellow was taking a picture of his car to put in the newspaper, And he took the still, and he looked at it, and he saw a UFO right there. And so he put it on video and caught it going behind a building and kind of wobbling, and then, woof, away it was gone. And another fellow was working not far away from where I live, and he caught it on his cell phone. And these are daytime sightings, you know, very, very, very clear.
Is there, do you have any way of grabbing these and maybe emailing them to me?
I don't know. I can try to find out. They were on the local TV station. I keep hoping I'll see one. You know, years ago when I met my wife down here about 16 years ago, I flew in and I was about 2 hours late. And before that, they said there was a big show, like an air show, right above San Jose. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it lasted for a couple hours. And I mean, they were just, the sky was filled with them.
You know, in Mexico, I couldn't count them. I counted over 200 UFOs in just one frame. And there were more than that. It was just in the one frame, and they were on both sides and up and down. So I would estimate there was, you know, minimum of 500, if not more than 1,000 ships flying over Mexico.
Yeah, see, they're not afraid here because they know they're not going to get shot at.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can drive an Escazú not too far above my home, about 6 minutes up, and I'll be up there about 8,000 feet. And I keep hoping I'll see some up there, but I haven't so far.
You know, what I found out is if you just spend some time, and this really works, and it sounds corny, but if you just think of them, and a lot of them are just like us. I mean, they're beings just like us, but they're extremely telepathic. And if you can think of the most loving, joyous experience that you've had or feel, or the love you feel for somebody, your wife or whatever, and just send that out to them, and they pick it up, and they'll drop in and make a little appearance. And it happens over and over again, especially the children. They definitely have, children seem to really draw them in.
Well, you know, back around the time that you probably had your near-death experience, I was going to school for a little while at Golden Gate University, and I was living in the East Bay, San Francisco. And I learned to do TM while I was there, and I wish I would have kept it up all my life, but unfortunately I didn't. And but while I was meditating, and it had only been a month or so after I'd learned, I was meditating before I went to school, and I had this really bright, silvery white light kind of just be above me, and the most unbelievable happiness. You can't explain it. Maybe that was them, huh?
Yeah, they're like spiritual cheerleaders, definitely.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you know, when people are making the effort, they will contact you, and they, you know, send their energy back, and it's just pure bliss.
I used to go to Santa Cruz a lot, you know, and I know that's where you were hanging out.
Yeah.
It's beautiful there. Yeah, and I'll be coming to your conference. It's going to be a long trip for me.
Oh, great. Yeah, definitely lift me up.
And my wife is going to Europe with our son, so they're taking the camera.
Oh.
So I had a choice to buy a camera or buy some night vision binoculars, so I bought the binoculars. And
okay.
And when I go to Vermont, my brother has them there, so I don't know if I'll have problems going through customs with them or not. But
yeah.
At least I can make it out to your way with them, and so
you could. You could
somebody
actually,
else has somebody else. Maybe will have a good camera, and I'll see the live action.
Yeah. There's going to be so many video cameras here, and we'll have the third generation night vision as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're definitely going to be getting some footage here. We always do.
The camera my wife has is a Canon, and it's a pretty good one, 10.5, I think, or whatever. And, you know, we've caught some really good orbs here in the house.
Oh, great.
And the other camera she had before was a Sony, and it didn't catch any orbs. So, I don't know.
You know, it is amazing. You know, the trick to that is if you get, you know, the little remote control for your television.
Mm-hmm.
And with your camera on, put it in front of it and hit the button. And if you see the plume of light come off, then your camera can catch the infrared. And that's most of the orbs are in the infrared or the ultraviolet range, and, and some are invisible light. But
well, and you know, one that I had was like cigarette smoke floating around my ear. God only knows what that was, ectoplasm or what, and my wife erased it.
Yeah.
It was very clear, very clear.
Yeah, we've had that plasma, you know, appear in the field, and when you're in contact with the Palladians, I have all this plasma energy surrounding me during the contact. It's kind of amazing, and we've actually had beings step out of these plasma fields in the field, and they were definitely aliens. They weren't from here.
Well, I can also tell you that I know when the orbs are around because I get flashes of light at the bottom of my eyes.
Yeah.
And I'll tell my son, go get the camera. They're here. And sure enough.
Yeah, your peripheral vision, the way the cones are set up in your eye, when you look directly at something, that's just your objective vision. But the sides of your eyes will actually pick up the other fields and the other light spectrum. And if you can train yourself not to turn and look right away and just soft focus when you start seeing those lights, you'll be able to, you know, see them much clearer.
Well, I'll look forward to coming out there, and hopefully I'll see many things. And I'll look for an ET healing, because I surely need one.
Yeah, that's happened here. I hope.
I had bypass surgery and all that, and it's a hard trip for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, great to talk to you, and good luck.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right. So we've got some news from Costa Rica. Looks like the ships are flying around there as well. But it just seems like the countries that are more heart-centered, and it's part of their culture to just accept the UFOs, there's no problem, and they're having all kinds of experiences there, just amazing experiences. But I think we could learn from these countries, and we need to get back into the heart and start asking our news people why they're censoring all this, because we are having ships flying, you know, over Phoenix, over San Diego, over this area constantly. They should be covering this. And when you have ships flying over a major city, whether it be South America or Peru or, you know, Mexico or any of these places, you know, they should be airing it here as well. But they definitely, you know, have a censorship thing going on. And I really don't think it's, fair to the American people to not hear about this. Welcome to VBS Radio, as you wish.
Hi, James. My name's Sean, and I'm from Freehold, New Jersey.
All right. How you doing?
Good, good. I emailed you, like, a couple of months ago asking to come to the range this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to call and ask you because I was listening to the radio. Are you guys still open in September, too?
Oh, yeah.
I know you do the all-year-round thing.
Yeah, we'll definitely be here.
Cool. Ever since I was about 8, I woke up in the middle of the night, and something told me to look outside, and I look outside, and there's this huge, like, giant, like, elliptical-shaped, like a saucer shape. I go to get my sister, and she's like, no, I'll go to bed, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to look at it, and it's gone. And then after that, I started having a bunch of, like, dreams where, like, UFOs, like, come to my house and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it stopped for a while, and then when I started, like, you know, I started having weird experiences and stuff, and this happened at about, like, 22. You know, so it's only, like, 2 years ago. Like, I started getting the dreams again, and it was weird. So I think I might have told you about that in the email. I kind of resonate with the Indigo Kid thing, so I want to kind of go out there and talk to somebody, see if anybody's, you know, experiences the same stuff I do, because it's tough, because I don't really have anybody to talk to around here.
Yeah, we have some kids here right now that are definitely Indigo Kids, and it's just amazing what they're filming. And then I love it when they're out there filming, because I get behind them and take pictures of them. And they're just surrounded with all kinds of light fields, and the cameras are picking them up, and they've got orbs, and they have all these little nature spirits around them, and, you know, it's
that sounds
amazing.
Like a blast. Because, I remember the one time I told my mom about coming out there, and actually she gave me the bus ticket money as a graduation gift, which I thought was awesome. to come out. But when I was talking to her about it, not only did that UFO Hunter show come up on the History Channel for a commercial, it was 11/11 too, so, you know, I thought that was interesting.
I don't know why they don't come out here. It's amazing, you know, these people. Probably will pretty soon, but I've seen people in the UFO field that are the top of the cream of the crop, supposedly the most well-known people, and they don't come out, you know, and it's just amazing. You know, you have to start wondering, you know, they have an open invitation and we don't see them or hear from them. And
right.
There might be various reasons, who knows, but I think it's just kind of amazing that they don't, you know,
come
up and check it out themselves.
So I don't want to sound like a jerk, but like, you don't charge like camping fees or anything, do you?
It's on donation.
Donations? All right.
Yeah, it's on donation on the camping and the rooms and everything, and then some people, if they don't have money, they just help out. You know,
right.
Put them to work.
That's cool. It's you know.
Believe me, I do the work of 10 people here right now, and so if anybody.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Man.
I don't doubt it. So it makes sense.
I tell them follow me around for a little while.
Yeah, you get what you give. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So all right, well, yeah, I just wanted to see what was going on. I actually wanted to, you know, call you.
Yeah.
So to, you know, talk to you person to person. So.
All right.
Hopefully, I'll talk to you sooner in the summer or something.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll see you then.
Whatever.
Thanks.
All right. Good luck.
All right.
With everything in the show. Bye.
Well, it looks like we're running out of time. It's been an awesome show. I can't thank all you listeners, and you know, the people in the field did an awesome job, and I think we pretty much laid to rest. The debunkers corner is now pretty much out of the building. So anyway, come up and see for yourself. Come to the Science, Spirit, and World Transformation Conference July 4th. It's going to be an awesome event. And start watching the skies, because they're here. And they're waiting for us to send them a loving, joyous thought. And there's nothing wrong with asking for help, because it's out there. So this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. I know I will, because I'm joining the rest of the group in the field. Good night.